This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So as we all know, Chris O'Brien moved to New York State, someplace on a mountaintop, which is connected by dimensional portal to Tennessee. So we can say he lives on a mountaintop. No, that's ridiculous. No, it actually overlooks Pennsylvania. He doesn't have internet yet, so he's off the air. We've seen him in the forums because you can do that from your iPhone. So he's there, but until he gets the internet sorted out, he can't be back on the show, unfortunately. Maybe by telephone we'll have him come on. In any case, J. Randall Murphy, known as Usual Suspect in our forums, is here to co-host. And our special guest is the one, the only Red Pill Junkie.
Hiya, folks. Delighted to be back at the podcast.
And we're just delighted to have you on. I realize it was short notice, but I'll tell you what guests we are working on, too. And we all know who this guy is, and I still don't know that he's actually going to come on. But we got close today, and we're hopeful for next week. Rick Doty.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't have to say anything. Listen to this. I just say a name and these two.
Well, was he the Falcon or something? Or which one was he anyway? I forget at the moment.
Sometimes he impersonated the Falcon, but the Falcon was another guy, a guy on top of him.
Well, what's funny about this is when I think of Falcon, I don't think of some kind of wacky character in the UFO field. I think of a literary character.
Hmm. Which one?
There were radio and TV shows featuring the Falcon.
Okay.
I mean, there have been several Falcons. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The original one, I think, was from the 1940s. A freelance adventurer and troubleshooter. And they wrote a bunch of novels. George Sanders, an actor known in the 40s, 30s, and 40s, played the Falcon.
And yeah, then, it's like a really common name.
Right.
For that sort of thing.
Right. And since I grew up with radio, not that old, of course, but since I grew up with radio, I thought of that before I thought of the bird or the connection. Now, Rick Doty, I will tell you that he's not been easy to get to come on. Mm-hmm. And we only have to see who we'll pair him with. You know, because we want to get an accurate picture of what he's been doing.
Mm-hmm. That should be good. I mean, he's all about disinformation and sleight of hand and making people think one thing when it's really something different.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so here we go. Yeah. He was here, according to this, he was acted as the Falcon to protect the identity of the real Falcon, reported to be a special agent in the Air Force. So, and he was in there in this, that's part of that whole aviary thing that was going on with Bill Moore and Shandera and Friedman.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that could be an interesting show, Gene.
Well, we're going to see. Now, I asked Greg Bishop if he'd come on, but Greg says Doty doesn't like him. So, yep. I don't
what
think
about Friedman?
Stanton Friedman?
Yeah, because he's part of this whole aviary thing. That might be an interesting discussion.
Well, you know, folks, here's what's going to happen. We may or may not have Rick Doty on next week's episode. But we'll find somebody suitable, I hope, to pair
Grant
him
Cameron.
With. Pardon?
Grant Cameron could also be a suitable guest to, you know.
Definitely, yeah. He'd be the guy to get in there because, well, actually, that's the page I'm looking at right now. It was actually written by Grant Cameron. So he's got some background knowledge of that whole thing.
All right. Before we go on, I wanted to bring up something. I've sent you both copies of this. Press release. And the headline is from someone named Rob Wheat, who I assume is a PR agent. Entrepreneurs crowdfund international extraterrestrial exhibit. And
okay.
All right, you know, everybody has something. And when, what does it say? Win a boarding pass for life. Now, the people who were supposedly involved here, someone named Michael Zawicki and Gary Lane, and Red Pill Junkie doesn't know who they are. I don't know who they are. Do you, Randall?
No, I don't know who these people are. And I'm not as much a walking trivia book as to all of these people either as some of the other kind of experts out there. But, you know, this looks like a, yeah, it looks like a crowdfunding campaign to do something kind of fun with this a ufology exhibit, I guess.
Also, so, if they're so experienced at this, why they only need $40,000?
Yeah.
It's as if, you know, with small pie that these people don't really have any substantial experience in UFO field, although they claim to have more than 70 combined years in the entertainment business. But they can't raise $40,000?
Yeah. Yes.
Something fishy. Yeah. It sounds you know what reminds me this of? The guy who used to drive around with his fake Bigfoot corpse.
All right.
I don't remember his name.
No, it's something that's escaped my attention, and that's probably a good thing.
In fact, you know, I'm trying to log into their Indiegogo campaign, and I don't know, it doesn't appear.
I guess that campaign is over before it started.
It's been abducted.
There's so much going on out there that's related to ufology. It's just a cultural phenomenon, and there's no possible way for people to be able to keep track of the whole thing. So, you know, we're always going to be able to find someone who's just having fun with it. Other people were making fun of it. Other people were taking it seriously. And that's why it'll never be a science. It's a cultural phenomenon. It doesn't fit into the confines of the scientific method, but it's still a really interesting. And I was proposing on the forums fairly recently that instead of trying to keep pushing it as science, we should maybe look at it from the point of view of the humanities, where it's a much wider realm that takes in all sorts of things. You know, you can start with ufology at the top, and you can go into ufology studies on one side for the more serious part, and the ufology culture on the other side. And the culture side gets right down into the arts and the entertainment and, you know, the all kinds of stuff, the philosophy and the ufology studies, that gets into the field work. So maybe a different approach. What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, I see the logic in that, Randall. I mean, right now it seems that ufology seems to be closer to the social sciences like anthropology and psychology than the quote-unquote hard sciences like mathematics, chemistry, and physics. Yet, on the other hand, we can look back at the things that have been going on those social sciences that I've just mentioned, for example, psychology, and see how, you know, there was a time when, you know, there were all sorts of theories, you know, like the ones proposed by the likes of Carl Jung or Freud, and they were kind of like you either bought into them or you didn't, but kind of like there wasn't a way to test them. But then came, you know, a revolution in psychology, kind of like in the 70s, in which these young academicians wanted to test, you know, all these theories, you know. So psychology entered into a stage of experimental psychology.
Guys, let's continue in our next segment.
Sure.
All right. J. Randall Murphy is our guest co-host. Chris O'Brien doesn't have internet. Red Pill Junkies, our guests, more to come. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Just want to remind you, we have that second radio show called After the Paracast, where you never know what's going to happen next, and guess what? I don't either. I'm always surprised and quite often amazed what we put together for that show. It's available only to subscribers of the Paracast Plus. We also give you a version of this show that will satisfy people on YouTube who cannot handle normal radio commercials. We give you a version free of the network ads. All this if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. For more info, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. So we're looking at the UFO field as a cultural phenomenon as opposed to scientific, but then we're all begging, or at least a lot of people in the UFO field, are begging for the UFO phenomenon to be considered seriously by scientists, and these are the people who believe UFOs are spaceships. So if that's the wrong science, isn't that interesting?
I think it's more important that we focus on gaining respect for the field from an academic perspective as opposed to a strictly scientific perspective. Within academia, the sciences are certainly one faculty, but we also have the humanities, which takes in a wide range of disciplines and studies that is much more suited to what ufology is about in a real sense today. It's no longer simply about investigating sightings and trying to get evidence that can be scientifically examined. It's everywhere. And it's fascinating to study how it's impacted modern culture.
Regarding the phenomenon being taken seriously by the academics, I think that's the case. You know, I think that more academicians than we believe actually take this phenomenon very seriously, only they're not maybe brave enough to actually go out in public and state the said interest because of the way that academia handles itself. You know, there's, if you, for example, don't have tenure, you know, are into this pressure of going into this cycle of publish or perish, and you're trying to get grants, the least thing you want to do is kind of like show yourself as this maverick, you know, or this iconoclast who goes into topics that are yet frowned upon by mainstream society. And yet this mockery that we used to witness in mainstream media, well, you know, we have to admit it. It's starting to slowly erode, you know, as much as I will hate to admit it, but that New York Times articles of last year kind of started to make an interesting ripple effect in mainstream media. And as a result of that, some academicians who used to mock the phenomenon are started to think that maybe this is something that they could, you know, look into it. For example, Greg Bishop last year interviewed Diana Walsh-Pasulka, who is an academician. I think she is involved in comparative studies of religion. I don't remember in which university, but her upcoming book, American Cosmic, is going to be published by, I think, Oxford University Press. Anyway, she told this anecdote of one of her colleagues who used to tease her and mock her because she was interested into the UFOs. And after the New York Times article was published, she received a call from this same guy asking her if she will be interested in joining him in some kind of like a study or trying to create some kind of like academic group to try to go into getting into the study of UFOs. And she amusingly said, get lost, you know, like you have your chance, Buster. It's a small example, but I think it's a good one that academicians are prone to change their attitude if they see that there is a change in the culture.
And there is. You're absolutely right. We've seen an incredible shift in the media attitude ever since this To the Stars Academy thing has come out. And I think it's really good, but how do we keep that going and when we've still got the skeptics breathing down our neck and trying to tear that down as quickly as possible? That's my question.
Well, the skeptic movement is, I perceive that it's fracturing all by itself. You know, Richard Dawkins and all these guys that used to have so much clout in the media don't have that clout anymore. I mean, Richard Dawkins pretty much his worst enemy right now. I mean, people who used to admire him now cringe every time he, you know, tweets something that turns out to be either misogynist or xenophobic or against Muslims. So, you know, he kind of like started to be relegated by the skeptics movement. And another, you know, leaders of the skeptic movement are also in hot waters. I just read an article in BuzzFeed about Lawrence Krauss, who with Dawkins produced this documentary, The Unbelievers. And he before that, he was a very respected popularizer of science because of his books like The Science of Star Trek. And now he's been accused of sexual misconduct and sexual abuse. So I don't see the skeptic movement being as powerful as they were like 10 years ago. But on the other hand, what I'm seeing is these other new, like, forum groups of skeptics, like the Roswell Research Team, you know, the guys who managed to uncover the truth behind the infamous Roswell slides in, like, I don't know, less than 48 hours. And there are other forums that managed to also debunk that Chilean UFO video that was promoted by Leslie Kean last year. I don't remember the name, Metapunk, I think was the name of this group. So I'm seeing that. I'm seeing this new approach to skepticism that I actually embraced and I'm welcome. You know, this crowdsourcing, open sourced way of sharing knowledge of people going and cracking something that apparently is unsolvable, and these guys are very smart and they manage to solve cases very rapidly.
Some of these groups are actually, they're including people who are genuinely interested in the UFO phenomena as well. You could call them skeptical ufologists. They're actually a really good collaboration between the what's traditionally been the skeptics on one side and the ufologists on the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what we need is actually those groups in which we have, like, we will call little s skeptics, you know, people who are not like fundamentalists in their way of looking at things. You know, they're not there to merely debunk or even worse, you know, to belittle and mock people who actually take this matter seriously. And on the other hand, we want people on the other side, on the so-called believer side, that are not zealots. That they're not trying to prove that UFOs are extraterrestrial craft coming from some planet in the galaxy or whatever, and trying to go and prove or support that agenda, because that agenda is right now I see it as dogma. You know, I mean, I don't see that as a productive way to go about and study this phenomenon.
We got more to come. Red Pill Junkie, J. Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the overwhelming renditions of the Paracast. Nobody else can do it better. Nobody does it better. All right? That sounds like a song. That sounds like a song title. Oh, well. Miguel is here, Red Pill Junkie, and also J. Randall Murphy. For those who are not familiar with RPJ, I want to ask a quick question, which he's answered 10,000 times. All right? How did you pick the name Red Pill Junkie of all the names that you could pick?
The exact process is kind of like a mystery to me. It's just like the same way that every pink creative or every idea that pops into your head. What I can tell you is that when I was younger, I became really obsessed with the books written by Carlos Castañeda. You know, all these, the teachings of Don Juan, A Separate Reality, Tales of Power, Journey to Ixtlan. I really thought there was something of incredible value into those narratives. And even though today, if you ask me if I believe those stories were actually true, I will say that probably they were. And that probably they were all fictional, and they were all the result of Castañeda's imagination. And even though I say that, you know, more power to him, because the stories, I think, they still carry a lot of value, especially with regards to the philosophy he imparts. But anyway, when I read that, and then when I went to watch the movie The Matrix, you know, in 1999, I found so many parallels and correlations between the Castañeda's books and this also fictional story by the Wachowski brothers that I, you know, couldn't pass that away, you know. And as a result, I realized that The Matrix is just another retelling of the age-old tale of Gnosticism, the idea that this world is kind of like an illusion, maybe even a prison, if you want to think about it that way. The only way to try to escape that prison is first, you know, realizing that it's an illusion, and then trying to use that knowledge into finding a way to the truth. You know, that's the way that's the thing that the Gnostics used to tell us thousands of years ago, and those teachings are found in the scrolls that were found in the Nag Hammadi library. And also, I believe that Philip K. Dick, his books and his stories, sci-fi stories, were also very heavily into Gnosticism. So, I don't know, I feel that all of this is kind of correlated, and that's why I view myself as something of a modern Gnostic.
I'm really glad you asked that question, Gene, actually. And when you're mentioning the Matrix, I know just about everybody knows what that is, but for, you know, the few that don't, that was a 1999 science fiction action film by the Wachowski brothers with Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne and Carrie-Anne Moss, hailed by some as one of the best movies ever made. It's set in a dystopian future in which most of the human race has been unknowingly turned into power supplies for their machine overlords. And I say unknowingly because their minds are plugged into a simulated reality called the Matrix. And this opens up a whole arena of philosophical discussions that you've just mentioned about the reality of our universe and the nature of consciousness, one of which involves this red pill, which has become a symbol in counterculture for a preference for knowing the disturbing truth rather than remaining comfortably ignorant. This is where I think, you know, when you say red pill junkie, you must have this undying need to know the truth at all costs kind of thing. This is what it says to me. Have I got that kind of right?
Yeah, you got it right. I mean, to me, because in the movie, you know, spoiler alert, guys, but then again, it's a movie that's, I don't know how many years.
It's almost old enough now. I think we can talk about it, yeah.
Exactly. So the hero of the story, Neo, is given this choice between having a blue pill and the red pill. And the choice of the red pill is that you will be awakened to the real truth of the world, which also means that whatever happens, you cannot go back. You cannot go back to the things that used to be, to the things how they were, to your home. And that's the choice. And I guess to put myself the name Red Pill Junkie was kind of like, you know, obviously tongue in cheek, but kind of like saying, okay, so this is the guy that's so stupid or so numb or asleep that only one pill is not enough. You know, you have to keep giving him a red pill every so often. Otherwise he will forget. He will forget that he's in the Matrix. That's actually true. I mean, we keep forgetting. So I feel that once in a while, you know, stuff happens in our daily lives. Stuff like the UFO phenomena. And I feel that the main purpose of those phenomena is to keep reminding us, hey, guys, you know, this world that you think you're living in is not what you think that you are living in, you know? It's another thing. You really don't have a full grasp of reality. The problem now with the term red pill is that unfortunately I've seen that it's been kind of like hijacked by groups of which I have no kind of like relation. I don't want to be related to them. I'm talking about these guys of the men's rights movement, which is kind of like the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. And also I see people on the kind of like the extreme right side of the politics who also use the metaphor. It kind of like makes me uncomfortable, like saying, why are these guys messing up with my brand? But I don't know, whatever, you know.
Well, they're just co-opting it and exploiting it for their own political gain. It's a bit of an irony in a way, because it, in terms of its symbolism for counterculture, it means exactly the opposite. It means to recognize the control systems and to be able to break free from our socialization and our comfort zones.
Exactly.
Think outside the box. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, not going back, I seem to remember a scene in The Matrix where you've got the character Cypher, And he's meeting with one of the agents that are inside the Matrix because he's a double crosser and he's made a deal to be reinserted back into the Matrix.
Yep.
And he says at one point, ignorance is bliss. And that's what it's about. If you just want to conform to your socialization and society, then you can live in this sort of ignorant, bliss-like state where you get your regular paycheck and go about your business as usual. But as soon as you start to think deeper, as soon as you take that red pill and start to look behind the facade, you start to see a whole different world. And that's what it's really about, I think. And so...
And also what you do with that, you know, because there's one thing is that being aware that there's this other world. But there's another thing to try to actually actively act upon your life with that knowledge in mind. Because, like, for example, Cypher, you know, yeah, the guy knows the truth. He knows that that the Matrix is an illusion. It's a prison enslaving humanity, but it's too inconvenient for him. So he prefers to go back to sleep. And I feel it's like those guys who took a whole lot of acid back when they were younger, you know, and they managed to see, you know, the strings that were being pulled in the fabric of society. But then, you know, they grow older and say, well, yeah, but now it's time to get a job, get a mortgage, you know, play the game. I know it's a game. I know I'm being played in it, but I just want to have, you know, my nice condo with my flat screen and my suburban lifestyle. You know, I think that's the tragedy that many people live on nowadays.
We're going to live on a tragedy if we don't do this break with Red Pill Junkie and J. Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, way back when, and in one of our best editions of the Paracast newsletter ever, we had an article from Red Pill Junkie about the apparent relationship between near-death experiences and UFO abductions. And I remember this because I said, can you give me 1,000 or 2,000 words? And he said, sure. And I guess he forgot how to count because he gave me, what, 5,000 words or 6,000 words?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like he's running a little bit late. He gets it to me, and I'm looking at the beginning, and I'm scrolling through it, and I'm scrolling through it, and I'm scrolling through it. It just kept going. It's not repeating itself. He's got references and bulleted lists. Anyway, and I think it's one of the best features we've ever run. And I like this guy more and more that his amazing brain, with or without a psychedelic, I have no idea, has come up with this sort of stuff. And in our correspondence deciding what we talk about today, and as you see, we have almost a third of the episode is done, and we haven't had a problem figuring out what to talk about. But you mention a resemblance or connection between psychedelic experiences and UFO experiences. How so, sir?
Well, it's something that I've been giving a lot of thought in the last few years. I do find these correlations, you know, because both experiences can be either the most transcendental, life-altering experience of your whole life, as can be, you know, when you watch the life of people like, I don't know, Travis Walton, or people who have those close encounters of the third kind, or you know, like, for example, those police officers who chase down the UFO, and as a result, their life became a living hell, or sometimes it's changed for the better. Or it can be something that is of no consequence or transcendence whatsoever. You know? Like, I mean, I have family relatives who have told me, yeah, I once saw this thing and that I couldn't know, and it was pretty close, and it was like a triangle, and yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, you know, hey, what's for dinner? And the same way that, you know, people dabbled with psychedelics and, you know, in a recreational way. And some people, you know, change forever, you know, like, for example, Richard Alpert. Richard Alpert was this school, you know, academician, and I think he was with Timothy Leary in Harvard. And as a result of his, you know, dabblings with LSD, he became Ramdas. He became, you know, a guru for the new age, you know, a total different person. And also, if you give that the same thing, the same compound to another person, like, for example, Charles Manson, he becomes cult leader of these, you know, murderers of gangsters that made these horrible murders, I don't know how many years ago, that we will now see in a movie that directed by Quentin Tarantino. So I'm interested in that. I'm interested in the transcendental aspect of these experiences. And I do feel, you know, there's something. There are more things uniting those experiences than we might think of.
Well, I think the problem with UFOs in general, even abductions, is we look at it with one lens, and that lens says physical event.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a physical event, we really do have spaceships landing here and the entities from said spaceships kidnapping humans over and over again. As if they have nothing better to do. Maybe it's like dissecting frogs in a high school or elementary school lab where you have to get through that test to go to the next grade or something. So this way, what do the aliens, especially the young aliens, the alien children have to do? Well, they have to kidnap some earthlings and perform some painful primitive experiments on them.
Sure.
And as soon as they perform the primitive experiments, they graduate that class.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's just as possible as anything else.
It's a model that we can use it in order to try to make sense of something that really makes no sense at all. You know, I mean, just how many frogs do they need to cut in order for the young student to pass the test? You know, how many times do they need to keep doing that? And at the same time, the same way that with psychedelics, there's this problem of trying to put a line in the sand and between what's the external or the exoteric experience and the internal or esoteric experiences, you know. Where does the boundary lie? And as I grow older, I feel that boundary is not only arbitrary, but sometimes maybe it's, you know, meaningless and useless. Like, for example, let's talk about the abduction experience. Let's talk about, for example, people who are convinced that aliens put some kind of implant, metallic implant, into their bodies to do whatever nefarious thing, you know, tracking them, controlling their mind, whatever. Let's look into other phenomena like, you know, stigmata in Christian mystics like St. Francis of Assisi or Father Pio. And stigmata, for people who don't know what it is, it's wounds that appear in your hands or maybe in your feet or also maybe even in your torso that seem to mimic the wounds that Jesus Christ received when he was nailed into the cross at the moment of his death. And nowadays, parapsychologists are fully convinced, you know, that this is something that is the result of the enormous power of suggestion of the mind. But then again, you know, you say that as if you solved it, but you only, you know, put a label on it. You're talking about the mind being so powerful that it can literally rip open the tissue of your skin and your veins and create this gush in a very precise manner into your body. And if your body can do that, what's to say that it can't also create some kind of like small deposit of material in some place inside of your skin and it makes to convince you that it's actually an alien implant that was put during one of your abductions. What if an alien implant is almost akin to what in parapsychology is called an apport. Apports are these physical objects that can be of any kind of material. You know, there are metal ones, crystalline ones, whatever. And these apports are materialized by psychics at will. You know, and this is something that apparently even the Chinese and the CIA have studied at length, and it speaks volumes about the untapped power of the human mind, and something that maybe we should be more interested about that than in trying to come up with ways to explain why aliens are conducting this human hybridization program that's been going on since God knows when, the 70s, the 90s, and what's their ultimate end goal. You know, to me, talking about those kind of stories, you know what? I find them so boring nowadays.
Well, I think what's boring to me and a lot of people here is just looking at the same old sightings over and over again and not seeing anything there that provides a significant new fact. This goes back, of course, to this Pentagon UFO study. We haven't talked to you about that, Miguel, and that is that it didn't really produce anything new. Maybe a few sightings we hadn't heard before, but there are always sightings we haven't heard about. In fact, the other day, Kevin Randall had a blog where he's been looking into information about Project Blue Book, where some records or indexes of sightings don't have a corresponding entry, and he's trying to see if there's sightings that we don't know about. But at the end of the day, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be more sightings, sometimes intriguing details, sometimes lights in the sky. Anything involving the Air Force, it will be, and shall we say, an overwrought attempt to assume that these things are not real.
Yep.
So we're back to where we started. We can either say these cases aren't real and prove that. We can find cases that appear to be real, but we can't prove what it is and what they are.
Yeah.
We've got Red Pill Junkie. J. Randall Murphy is our guest co-host. Chris O'Brien's looking for the internet to work. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.